Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Zion Hill, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life, the brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God. This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. This is Minister Lily B. and Pastor Fanny Reed with One Verse Ministry. Today we are talking from Psalms 23rd chapter and the 4th verse. Everybody is very familiar with the Lord is my shepherd. This is a very familiar scripture that we all know. We probably all learned it in first grade or in Sunday school, but we are all aware of that verse. But today we are going to focus on number 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That's what I'm going to talk about today. The rod and the staff and how it comforts us. Amen. Praise the Lord. The comfort in our verse today is comfort against fear. Fear enters the hearts of people when they become aware of the presence of danger. An example would be fear of disease, failure, automobile accident, and today's headline, what's on everybody's mind, COVID-19. Amen? Only people who have access to the inward resources of God can walk through today with confidence, courage, and perfect poise. Poise means to me, you're not going all over the place. You're not acting like a chicken without a head. You have a direction to go. Amen? God's staff, which is his word, still guides us today in every area of our lives. Amen? It leads us to places where we can find peace and restoration amidst the chaos in our lives, both day to day and in the long season. Amen. I think we're in a pretty long season right now. Amen. Because everybody is wondering what's going to happen next. The staff also leads us on the path where we should be, so we can make better choices for ourselves and our family. Amen. God has opened the door for us to have opportunity to do these things. Amen. Our decision-making abilities and Christ-like behavior are all dependent on God's staff, which is his word. I believe the word of God is the staff for our lives. Amen. Without it, we would never find rest. We wouldn't find peace or know if we are headed in the right direction. Amen. So the staff, which is God's word, symbolically leads us into the right directions. Amen. At all times. The rod is our protection. For a shepherd, the rod isn't a long stick, but it's a Rio. It is used to pull sheep out of a dangerous situation. Amen. The rod does the same thing with us today. It keeps us from going in the wrong direction. The rod also has authority. It also passes out punishment, but it also rewards and guides us in the way God wants us to go. Amen. And we have to think about a sheep because we are pretty much like that too. Amen. We always want to go off in our own directions. And sometimes we get in dark places, tight places, places we don't know how we got to, and we don't have any idea where and how to get out. Do you know the sheep itself is a nearsighted animal? He can't really see very clearly, so he kind of walks. He follows his nose. Wherever the grass is growing, he kind of keep his head down and keep moving. And I think we are like that sometimes. We just kind of get in one mode and keep moving in the direction where our nose is taking us and not necessarily seeing where we are going. Amen. Thank God for his rod that pulls us out of these places, that keeps us safe even when we don't know we're in danger. Amen. Because the sheep, an average sheep, don't even know when he finna walk off a cliff. Sometimes the saints of God are the same way. We get in the wrong direction and we don't have no idea how to get out, so we keep going. Thank God for his rod of correction that he watches over us. And there's another thing about a rod. If you notice with a shepherd and his sheep, he counts the sheep. As they leave out of the sheepfold during the day because they are going traveling, the shepherd is at the gate and he counts every sheep. He touches every sheep on the head. That is his way of counting the sheep. And he does the same thing in the evening when they come back in. He touches their heads to make sure the same sheep that went out came back in the sheepfold. God does us the same way, people. And I thank God for his love and protection. He's always with us. He's always around us. He's always making a way for us. And he knows who we are. He counts us. And that's a symbol of his love. He know when one of us are missing. He know when one of us are off the right, on the straight path. And God lovingly acknowledges, he counts us as his own, as part of his family. When we pass under the rod in the spirit world, he offers us assurance of his continued presence and protection. When we follow him, wherever he leads us, we will be in safety. Amen. Praise the Lord. Follow the Lord and be safe. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Today we're going to pray some personal confessions because God said we have what we say with our mouth. That devil don't understand but one thing, and that's the word of God. The Bible says he has so much fear that he trembles. Amen. Jesus is Lord over my spirit, my soul, and my body. Jesus had been made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I do not fret or have anxiety about anything. I do not have a care. I am the body of Christ. I am redeemed from the curse because Jesus bore my sickness and carried my disease in his own body. By his stripes, I'm healed. I forbid any sickness or disease to operate in my body. Every organ, every tissue of my body function in the perfection in which God created it to function. I honor God and bring glory to him in my body. In the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. I'm a believer and not a doubter. I hold fast to my confessions of faith. I decide to walk by faith and practice faith. My faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. Jesus is the author and the developer of my faith. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit, and his love abides in me richly. I keep myself in the kingdom of light and love, in the word, and the wicked one touches me not. In the name of Jesus, I thread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. I take my shield of faith and quench his fiery darts. Great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I am delivered from the present of evil world. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. I reside in the kingdom of God's dear son. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I fear not, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. God is on my side. In Jesus' name, I hear the voice of the good shepherd. I hear my father's voice, and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. I roll my works upon the Lord. I commit and trust them wholly to him. He will cause my thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so shall my plans be established and succeed. In the name of Jesus, I am a world overcomer because I'm born of God. I represent the Father and Jesus well. I'm a useful member in the body of Christ. I'm his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus. My Father God is all the while effectually at work in me, both to will and do his good pleasure. I let the word of God dwell in me richly. He who began a good work in me will continue it until the day of Christ. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for your word. You said in the word that heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall forever stand. We thank you, God, that the word is in us. We shall speak it, live it, and talk about it every day of our life, because you say we have what we say with our mouth. So we thank you today, God. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, because we thank you today. We are not defeated. We are victorious in Christ Jesus. So if we are in Christ, we are victorious. If you're not in Christ, get in Christ. That's all you got to do, because the Bible say, God said he will give us peace. Peace the world can't give it, and the world can't take it away. The world have no peace to give us. The only place we can get peace is in Jesus Christ. So today we give our life to Jesus. If you haven't, lay your life out for Jesus so he can give you peace surpass all understanding. Get in a relationship with him. Go into the inner court. Come outside from the outer court. Stop talking about it, singing it, but live it. And as we begin to do these things, we'll see Christ in our life. We thank you today, God, because you did not give us the spirit of fear. Because once we are wrapped up in you, we have no fear. And God, we thank you and praise you for it. You say you give us power, love, and a sound mind. You'll give us peace, God, surpass all understanding. We thank you today, God. We thank you today, God. Nobody have to be left out today. Nobody have to be left alone today. All we got to do is to accept Jesus. It's just as simple as that. Let him be your personal savior. Let him lead you and guide you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you today. We praise you today. Where there's no peace, God will give you peace. Where there's no love, he give you love. Because the greatest love comes from Jesus Christ himself. We know nothing about love without Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you today. We thank you for your blood that's covering us. We thank you for your anointing that's resting on our lives so yokes can be destroyed. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing that's resting on our lives, that spirit of fear can be destroyed. We loose your anointing up on your people. We rebuke and bind that spirit of fear and curse it to the root right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God. You said this too shall pass. You said we are victorious. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318-729-0860 or